是在哈该书一章一到十一节。大利乌王第二年六月初一日，耶和华的话借先知哈该向犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子索罗巴伯和约萨达的儿子大祭司约书亚说：万军之耶和华如此说，这百姓说建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到。那时耶和华的话临到先知哈该说：这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？现在万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为。你们撒的种多，收的却少，你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱的将工钱装在破漏的囊中。万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为。你们要上山取木材建造这殿，我就因此喜乐且得荣耀，这是耶和华说的。你们盼望多得，所得的却少，你们收到家中我就催去，这是为什么呢？因为我的殿荒凉，你们个人却顾自己的房屋。我以为你们的缘故，天就不降甘露，地也不出产土产。我命干旱临到地土，山冈、五谷、新酒和油，并地上的出产、人民、牲畜，以及人手一切劳碌得来的。这是今天正道的经文。
Thank you, Lulu.
谢谢。
Two warring tribes lived in the Andes in South America.
那在南美的安第斯山脉里面住了两个敌对的种族。
One lived in the lowlands, the other high in the mountains.
那有一个种族住在低地里面，另外一个种族住在高山里面。
One day, the mountain tribe invaded the lowlands, kidnapped a baby, and took the baby back up into the mountains.
有天山上的那一族呢，他们入侵到平地的那一族里面，他们绑架了一个小婴孩，把那个小婴孩带回他山上去。
The lowlanders didn't know any of the trails that the mountain tribe used.
那住在平地的这一族呢，他们并不知道说在高山族他们里面的山路。
And they did not know where to find the mountain tribe.
他们不知道去哪里找这个高山的这一族。
Even so, they sent out their best fighting men to bring the baby home.
虽然这样，他们是派出了他们最英壮的勇士，他去找这个孩子回来。
The men tried one trail, and then another, and then another.
那这些男人呢，勇士呢，他们找了一条路，试过一条路，又一条路，想要找这个婴孩回来。
After several days, however, they had only climbed about 100 meters.
那几天后呢，他们大概只爬了几百公尺高的地方。
Feeling hopeless and helpless, the fighting men gave up and prepared to return home.
那他们觉得没有希望，他们觉得也很失望，说他们准备要回家了。
As they packed their equipment, they saw the baby's mother walking toward them.
那当他们在收拾行李的时候呢，他看到那母亲走向他们。
She was coming down the mountain they couldn't climb.
他是从那个母亲呢，他是从山上下来，就是那个山，那座山，那些勇士没有办法攀登的那个山。
And then they saw that she had the baby strapped to her back.
那他们看到那个婴孩呢，就背在那母亲的后面。
One man greeted her and said this.
有一个勇士跟他讲说。
How could you climb this mountain when we, the strongest and most able men in the village, could not?
你怎么可能登上这个山呢？我们连山我们村落里面最勇敢的、最好的勇士都没有办法攀登这个山呢？
She shrugged her shoulders and said, "It wasn't your baby."
她耸耸肩说，因为这不是你的孩子。
That mother was motivated.
这个妈妈她有个很大的被激发的一个动机。
Motivated by her love to overcome whatever was in her way to recover her baby.
因为她对这个孩子的爱呢，激发了她去能够克服所有挡在她中间去救她孩子的这些障碍。
Now imagine the opposite.
那我们想象相反的。
Demotivation.
失去了一个动机、动力。
How would you feel if we posted demotivational slogans around the church building?
你想想看，说如果我们在教会的建筑物旁边四周围，我们挂满了一些很消极的一些口号的话呢？
Imagine slogans like these.
你想想看，这些口号可能像这样子。
A slogan for mistakes.
像
It says, it could be that the purpose of your life is only to serve as a warning to others.
他说，你生命的目的呢，可能就是成为别人的警讯。
Or a slogan for doubt that says,
那或许是说有一个口号是说对疑惑的一个口号。
In the battle between you and the world, bet on the world.
他说，在你和世界的战斗当中，我选择世界。
Or a slogan for humiliation.
或是对羞辱的一个口号。
The harder you try, the dumber you look.
他说，试的越多，越显得蠢。
A slogan for losing.
那或是被失落或失败的一个口号。
If at first you don't succeed, it could be that losing is just your style.
如果一开始你没有成功的话，或许失败只是你的风格。
Or a slogan for despair.
或是对沮丧的一个口号。
It's always darkest.Just before it goes pitch black.
你以为过了最黑暗的时候吗？后面跟着还是黑暗。
In 586 BC, the Babylonians ransacked Judah and destroyed Jerusalem.
公元586年，然后那个犹大国和耶路撒冷被毁了。
This was God's judgment upon the Jews for disobeying him.
这是神对犹太人他们没有顺服他的一个惩罚。
Many Jews were exiled in Babylon, their hope destroyed.
很多犹太人他们被放逐到巴比伦，他们希望被毁灭了。
But in 539 BC, the Persian commander Cyrus defeated the Babylonians.
但是公元前539年，波斯王古列他打败了巴比伦人。
Second Chronicles.Chapter 36, verses 22 and 23 say that God moved Cyrus to issue a decree allowing the exiles to return.
历代志下36章22到23节讲到说，波斯王古列他被神激发了他的心，他颁布了一个条命令。
Importantly, Ezra chapter 1 says that Cyrus permitted the Jews to rebuild the temple.
很重要的，在以斯拉书的第一章，他讲到说，波斯王古列让犹太人回到他们的故土去建造圣殿。
And he returned the temple's gold and silver that had been captured by the Babylonians.
那他也归还从巴比伦他们从这圣殿里面掠夺而来的一些金和银。
Within a few months, the temple's foundation was laid.
在几个月里面呢，建造圣殿的材料都已经被准备好了。
Vision and motivation burned brightly.
意向和他们的动机都已经被显明了。
A revival began.
复兴就开始了。
But then opposition arose.
但是接着反抗的势力兴起了。
The people who were living in the land, known as the Samaritans, wanted to be part of the building process.
那住在那个建造圣殿那个土地的人呢？他们就是撒玛利亚人，他们想要参与这个建造的工程。
But the Jews objected.
但是犹太人他们反对他们。
So the Samaritans complained to the Persian emperor.
所以撒玛利亚人他们跟波斯王来看抱怨。
And construction stopped.
所以这个建造的工程就停止了。
And for 18 years,Vision was lost.
所以有十八年时间，这个意象就被放下了。
Revival shriveled up.
复兴就枯萎了。
And motivation died.
动力就死去了。
What had happened?
发生什么事情呢？
Haggai chapter 1 verse 2 tells us.
哈该书的一章二节告诉我们说，
The people were saying,The time has not yet come for the Lord's house to be built.
因为人们说建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到。
They did not believe that God was bigger than the threats from outside and the fears from inside.
他们不相信神比外在的威胁或他们内在的恐惧还要伟大。
It's not the right time. That was their demotivational slogan.
时候尚未到，这是他们里面他们失去动机的一个口号，告诉自己。
And it infiltrated their hearts and minds.
那这样的一个负面的思想就渗透了他们心思。
Do we fall into the same trap?
我们是不是有时候会掉这样陷阱里面呢？
Maybe opportunities come to develop leadership skills.
或许有些机会让你能够发展你自己的领导能力。
Or to reach out to somebody.
或是能够去接触关怀某一些人。
Or to give generously of time or our resources.
或是能够奉上你的时间或者你一些资源。
Or to inspire others in their walk with Jesus.
或是能够鼓励其他人与耶稣同行。
Or to spend more time in the scriptures and in prayer.
或是能够花更多的时间来读经或者来祷告。
But then we hear another voice inside.
但是接着我们听到我们的心里面另一个声音。
I don't want the hassle.
我不要这些麻烦。
It's too much like hard work.
太难，工这难太难了。
I've got other things to do.
我还有别的事情要做。
What happens?
到底发生什么事情呢？
Our trust in God diminishes.
我们相信的神，我们对神的信心越来越小了。
Motivation is hamstrung.
我们的动机都已经被切断了。
And spiritual growth levels off.
我们的属灵生命就是等缩尾萎缩了。
This is what happened to the people in Haggai.
这是在哈该书里面描述到的人的境况。
Look at Haggai chapter 1 verse 4.
你看哈该书的第一章第四节。
Rather than rebuild God's temple, they upgraded their homes.
他们与其去他们建造神的圣殿，他们来改善他们的来升等他们自己的房住的地方。
They added paneling.An extravagant addition.
他们在为他们房子盖的天花板，在那时候是一个多余的东西。
Meanwhile, the temple, the Old Testament symbol of God's presence, remained a ruin.
但是同时呢，神的圣殿在那时候代表是神同在的那个圣殿呢，通常是荒凉的，仍然是荒凉的。
Can you imagine?
你可以想象吗？
They preferred their own ways.To God's presence.
他们选择他们自己的道路，而不是神的同在。
Their trust in God diminished.
他们对神的信心的信任已经越来越小了。
And their motivation was hamstrung, and their spiritual growth leveled off.
他们的属灵的一个动机已经被切断，他们灵命没有成长。
So in 520 BC, the second year of the reign of King Darius of Persia, God sends.Two prophets.
So, 在公元前520年呢，有大流士王，他掌权的第二年，他派遣了两个先知
，Zechariah and Haggai.
就是撒加利亚和哈该。
We're going to look at Haggai.
我们来看看哈该。
The prophecy of Haggai is God's answer to loss of motivation.
神对哈该这个先知，他就是派遣过来，对一个没有动机的世代的一个回答。
Haggai reveals God's longing to see revival among his people.
那哈该代表是说神渴望在他的百姓生命上看到他们的更新。
Whether we're looking for renewed motivation for our church vision.
不管我们是看到希望能够我们教会意向的一个动机的一个复兴。
Or spiritual revival in our lives.
或是我们生命属灵生命的复兴。
Or the next step in our discipleship.
或是我们下一个属灵我们一个门徒训练的下一个步骤
or greater openness to God's spirit
或是我们的心里面对灵能够更张开
Haggai is God's word to us
哈该书是神给我们的话
and God begins by saying give careful thought to your ways
神一开始这么说你们要省察自己的行为
the first time God says this is in Haggai chapter 1 verse 5
神第一次提到这话是在哈该书一章五节。
What does God mean?
神是什么意思呢
？Well, look at Haggai chapter 1 verse 6.
我们来看看哈该书一章六节。
You have planted much, but have harvested little. You eat, but never have enough. You drink, but never have your fill. You put on clothes, but are not warm. You earn wages, only to put them in a purse with holes in it.
你们撒的种多，收的却少。你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖。得工钱的将工钱装在破漏的囊中。
Here are our endless attempts to find satisfaction.
我们有无尽的尝试，想要得到满足。
Money, fame, relationships or success.
我们的金钱、名声、关系或成功。
Now none of these is necessarily wrong.
这并没有错。
But they will not satisfy.
但是他并没有办法满足你。
They give a temporary lift, but ultimately they are empty.
那可能让你得到暂时的满足，但是最后还是空虚的。
Only the Lord will satisfy.
只有神主他能够满足你。
in 370 AD, a church leader named Basil became the Archbishop of Caesarea.
那西元370年，有一个人叫 Basil， 他变成了罗马的枢机主教。
The Roman Emperor Valens tried to intimidate Basil.
那罗马的皇帝呢？他叫 Valens， 他想要来威胁这个主教。
He sent the captain of the imperial guard Modestus to threaten Basil with punishment.
他派遣了他的皇家警卫长叫 Modestus 来威胁这个 Basil。
But Basil could not be threatened.
但 Basil 他并没有觉得他受到威胁。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because his satisfaction was not in material things.
因为他的满足不来自他有用的物质的东西。
Only in Jesus.
只有在耶稣里面得到满足。
And Basil boldly told Modestus that he was ready and eager to die for Christ.
那 Basil 他很大胆的跟这个皇家警卫长讲说，我已经准备要死了。
And that he had so few possessions that banishment or confiscation or imprisonment would mean nothing to him.
他没有拥有太多的东西，他说流放、没收，或者是到监狱里面去被关在监狱里面，都要讲是微不足道的。
Jesus reminds us not to seek satisfaction in possessions.
耶稣提醒我们说，我们不要从我们拥有的东西里面得到满足。
Or in anything of this world.
或者在世界上的一些东西。
In Matthew 6 verse 21, Jesus says this.
在马太福音六章二十一节，耶稣这么说。
For where your treasure is, meaning the focus of our lives, there your heart will be also.
你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在那里。
So is my treasure in the world or in Jesus?
所以我的财宝是在这个世界呢，还是在耶稣呢？
The first way that God brings revival and motivation into our lives is to ask us where we find true satisfaction.
神要复兴我们生命的第一个方法，他就是问我们说，你得到满足的方法是在哪里呢？
The second time God says, give careful thought to your ways is in Haggai chapter 1 verse 7.
第二次讲，神讲到说，你们要省察自己的行为，是到哈该书一章七节。
The people had failed to build the temple, but had adorned their own homes instead.
这些人百姓呢，他们没有建造圣殿，但是他们把自己的房子盖了天花板。
In Haggai chapter 1 verse 8, the Lord tells them to gather materials and build the temple.
在哈该书一章八节，神要他们把他聚集的一些木材，然后盖神的圣殿。
But he also tells them that because they had not built the temple, there were consequences.
但是神也告诉他们说，因为他们没有建造圣殿，说他们带来一些后果。
Haggai chapter 1 verse 10 says this.
哈该书一章十节这么说。
Therefore, because of you, the heavens have withheld their dew and the earth its crops. I called for a drought on the fields and the mountains, on the grain, the new wine, the oil, and whatever the ground produces, on men and cattle and the labor of your hands.
所以为你们的缘故，天就不降甘露，地也不出土产。
Sometimes the Lord revives us by allowing setbacks in our lives.
有时候神允许我们生命里面有一些挫折，来复兴我们的生命。
And when we experience setbacks, it is not wrong to ask, Lord, have I missed something you want to say to me?
当你遇到一些挫败的时候，你会来问神说，神啊，我是不是错过了一些你要对我说的话呢？你这样问并没有错的。
It's not wrong to ask, have I lost my way, Lord?
也这样问也没有错，说神啊，我是不是迷失了呢？
This is the convicting work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵让我们认罪的一个工作。
And it leads to confession and repentance.
是能够带领我们能够认罪和悔改。
It's God's discipline.
这是神的管教。
Hebrews chapter 12, verses 10 and 11 say this.
希伯来书十二章十到十一节这么说。
God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in His holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful.But later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it.
唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经历过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
Twice God says, give careful thought to your ways.
有两次神提到说，你们要省察自己的行为。
He calls us to consider where we look for satisfaction.
他要我们来想想看，我们在哪里得到满足。
And he calls us to listen for his voice when we face setbacks.
他要我们在我们得到，我们受到一些挫折的时候，我们要听他的声音。
But the Lord's purpose is to revive us.
但神的目的是要能够复兴我们。
To remotivate us.
能够再一次的激发我们。
To call us to himself.
把呼召我们来就近他。
So how should we respond?
所以我们应该怎么回应呢?
For some of us, Haggai's words are a rebuke.
对我们有些人来讲，哈该的话是一个指责。
The Lord is pinpointing something in our lives that keeps us from him.
神指出在我们生命里面有些东西让我们远离了他
Unforgiveness
一些没有办法宽恕
A destructive behavior
没有建设性的行为
A secret sin
有些隐秘的罪行
Gossip
或是我们说长道短
Lust
我们一些欲望
Jealousy
我们嫉妒
Or pride
或骄傲
If you sense God speaking to you like this please do not dismiss the rebuke
如果你感觉到神对你讲这些话的话，请你不要忽略这些指责。
But understand that the Lord's rebuke always comes with His grace.
但是你要知道，神的指责通常带着他的怜悯一起来到。
The Lord wants us to confess, repent, and return to Him.
神要我们认罪悔改，再回到他面前来。
First John chapter 1 verses 8 and 9 say this.
那约翰一书一章八到九节这么说。
If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
我们若说自己是无罪的，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
For others of us, the words of Haggai are a challenge.
对一些人来讲，哈该的话可能是一个挑战。
Perhaps the love for God that once burned brightly is now a flickering ember.
或许曾经他们对神的爱呢，是一个燃烧的明亮的爱呢，现在变成了一个闪烁的余烬。
If this is so, the Spirit can reignite your desire for God.
如果是这样的话，圣灵能够点燃你对神的爱的渴望，再次点燃。
The Spirit will do this not by telling us to pray for a new resolve.
那圣灵会这么做，并不是说我们要为自己的能够一个新的愿望的祷告。
Or to set new goals.
或者立一个新的一个目标。
Or to promise ourselves that we will do better.
或是我们允许自己说我们会做得更好。
He will reignite our desire for God by calling us back to the cross.
他会呼召我们回到神的面前来，让我们再一次来跟神面前能够再一次来回更新。
To fall in love again with the one who loves us and gave himself for us.
再一次为那位曾经爱我们，一直爱我们，为自己摆上生命的那位，再次来爱上他。
For others, the word of Haggai are an invitation.
对有些人来讲，哈该书可能是个邀请。
I love the words of 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 4.
我很喜欢历代志二节，历代志书下十五章四节讲到的。
But in their distress, they turned to the Lord God of Israel, and they sought Him, and He let them find Him.
但他们在极难的时候归向耶和华以色列的神，寻求他，他就被他们寻见。
He let them find Him.
他就让他们寻见。
Here are words of hope.
这是一个希望的话。
As Jesus said in Matthew 7, verse 7.
耶稣在马太福音七章七节讲到。
Ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you.
你们祈求就会给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门我就给你们开门。
So come willingly and vulnerably.
说来到神面前，自愿的或脆弱的。
This is God's invitation.
这是神的邀请。
Robert Robinson was an English clergyman who lived in the 18th century.
18世纪有个英国的神职人员，他名字叫罗伯特。
He was a gifted pastor and a gifted writer.
他是一个非常有恩赐的一个牧师，还有一个很有恩赐的一个作家。
Apparently, later in life, his faith began to wane.
那很明显的，他在生命的后半段的时候，他对神的信心越来越衰退了。
He left pastoral ministry, moved to Paris, and fell into sin.
那他离开了他的一个牧师的职位，他搬到了巴黎，然后他也犯罪了。
One night he was traveling in a carriage with a woman who had recently come to Christ.
那有一天呢，他跟一个刚信主的一个妇人呢，同坐了个马车。
She asked him his opinion on some poetry she was reading.
那个妇人呢，他就问这个罗伯特呢，问他他正在读的一些诗，他问他的意见。
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace, streams of mercy never failing, calls for hymns of loudest praise.
他说，来到祝福之源，调整我的心，唱你的恩典，怜悯的溪流永不失败，召唤最响亮的赞美诗。
As she read, Robert Robinson began to cry.
当这妇人在读的时候呢，罗伯特呢，他就开始哭了。
When she asked him what he thought of it, he replied in a broken voice.
那当那妇人问他说你觉得怎么样的时候呢？那罗伯特他用一个破碎的声音来回答他说
，I wrote it.
这是我写的诗。
But now I've drifted away from him and can't find my way back.
但现在我远离了神，我没有办法找到回家的路。
The woman gently replied.
这个妇人很温柔回答他说。
The way back is in the third line of your poem.
他说，回来的路呢，就在你写的第三段里面。
Streams of mercy never ceasing.
他说，怜悯的溪流永不停息。
And she said, those streams are here tonight.
他说，那个溪流今晚就在这里。
And that evening, Robert Robinson recommitted his life to Christ.
那个晚上，罗伯特他把他生命再次委身给基督。
Let us give careful thought to our ways.
让我们省察自己的行为。
Let us find renewal and remotivation.
让我们看到我们要更新，我们要再一次的激发我们的信心。
Let us come to Christ.
让我们来到神的面前。
There is always opportunity to take time to pray at the end of our services.
在我们聚会之后呢，你总是可以到前面来接受祷告。
And maybe this morning.You know you need to take that time.
或许今天早上，你知道你需要这样的时间。
To confess, to repent, to turn again to Jesus.
来认罪，来悔改，来回到神面前。
To discover His amazing mercy.
来发现他无尽的一个恩典。
To know streams of mercy never ceasing.
要知道说怜悯的溪流永不停息。
Thank you.
谢谢
，Pastor Lee.